There are nearly 1,500 buses across Kashmir. No, there are no drivers, no, everything is shut.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. It has been more than 2 months since August 5th. It has been a week since postpaid services were restored in Kashmir. But in these 79 days, Kashmir is yet to see a day which signals that the valley is returning to normalcy. One of the biggest reasons for this not happening is because public transportation still remains completely off the roads. People from the border villages are cut off, as even the few cabs which operate do not ferry people from across. We saw incidents of violence against truckers last week when they tried to resume operations in the valley. The apprehensions that they now feel are felt by those across the spectrum, including bus owners and operators. Access to healthcare is also hit because of the inaccessibility of public transportation. Let us speak to our correspondents, Javed Ahmed and Mansoor Peer, to understand where things stand when it comes to the operationality of public transportation. Javed, Monday of last week, postpaid mobile services were restored, but the valley still remains far from normal, if I'm not wrong, with the prepaid mobile services not working, internet being down, and transportation, the biggest thing, transportation being barely functional. So can you fill us in on that? What is the situation like in the valley when it comes to public transportation or any kind of transportation?
We are seeing a movement of private transport on roads in Kashmir, which is presenting a sight of normalcy. But since August 5, when the government of India abrogated Article 370 and announced this reorganization of Jammu and Kashmir, the public transport services, particularly buses and money buses, have remained off the roads. So till date, the services are hit. At Parimpura bus yard, which is one of the largest in Kashmir, large number of buses there are locked and lined up in long rows, with some of them having damaged windows. So this is the scene of one of the largest bus yards in Kashmir, which has nearly, nearly 1,000 buses, operate on various routes in the city and other districts of the valley. So buses are also, locked at other bus yards in other districts, like Anantnag, Baramulla, Sopor, in Kashmir. At this Parimpura, Srinagar, we discussed with some of the transporters about the problems and losses they suffered during the past 2 months due to this ongoing lockdown. So they said they have suffered losses with crores due to this now ongoing lockdown, and they are apprehensive about running buses on roads, saying they could face storm pelting anytime if they run buses, as they have to drive on long routes. So they see one of the reasons for this apprehension is long route. They say it's difficult for them to think about running buses to long distances like Baramulla, Kupwara, or for that matter any other district. One of the drivers there, Manzoor Ahmed, who owns around 6 buses, said some days ago he was driving to a regional transport office, Srinagar, to get fitness certificate for his bus. So this fitness certificate is required for a bus so that he could fly without any hindrance, without any inconvenience. So he's not, stopped by traffic authorities anywhere. So it is mandatory certificate. So his certificate might have, expired. So for that purpose, he was going to regional transport office, Srinagar, to get this job done. But before he could reach the office, he said that his bus came under storm pelting in the street. So since then, he hasn't dared to start his bus again.
Okay.
So there were many other drivers who expressed similar views, saying it's difficult to fly buses on long routes because this uncertainty is still continuing. So same is the situation with the money buses. They are nowhere visible on roads in the street and elsewhere. Only cabs and auto rickshaws are flying normally during the first 2-3 hours in the morning, like suppose from 6 a.m. to 11. Although these auto rickshaws are operating normally for the full day, but cabs are operating only morning time only.
Okay.
We tried to speak with the representatives of the bus associations also, but they were reluctant to come on the record, maybe for obvious reasons due to this ongoing uncertainty and lockdown. They seem to have no plan to
trucker associations are also not willing to talk, right? Many of them, because of attacks. So similarly, the bus associations might also not be willing to like speak.
So they seem, these transporters, these bus operators seem to have no plan to resume the services for now. So maybe we will have to wait for some more time to see the situation.
Public transportation for travel from the far off villages across North Kashmir or whichever part of Kashmir to Srinagar, to the closest town, is crucial for functioning of any kind of, be it schools, be it hospitals, be it work. It is crucial in Kashmir, I'm guessing.
So what are the sectors? It's important to affected. You mean what are the sectors that are affected?
Yeah.
One of the sectors is like schools and colleges, which has been badly affected. We know these schools and colleges have been shut since August 5. The government ordered the closure of this, schools and colleges. But now, few days back, in a crazy manner, they ordered for reopening of the schools and colleges, but they are still shut. So this is also, interlinked to the bus services, because the students who have to travel from, villages to, the towns and cities for schooling and colleges. So they mostly travel through on buses. They do not choose, few of them maybe, not large number of students choose this, the cabs and all. So most of the students choose public transport, buses and many buses for, this, to reach schools and colleges.
Right.
So since there is public transport is nowhere available and schools are also shut, so both of these sectors are hit. So also people, those who have to, who have no, who do not own private transport, have no other way other than this public transport. Wherever they have to go, they have to only, they only eye on this public transport.
Mansoor, Javed spoke about how public buses and minibuses are barely functional in Kashmir. Public transportation is also an industry which employs many from the informal sector. There are also many businesses which are like allied businesses, right? Can you tell us more about how the lives of those involved in the sector are affected as well? Also, Mansoor, has the government done anything to help this situation?
Actually, the few buses of state road transport are plying with the city industry, and it is an attempt by the government. But those buses are very few in number and they ply only in Srinagar, only.
Okay.
In city area.
How many
they don't go outside
the... How many buses would this be?
Very few. I think near about 10 or 12 buses.
Okay,
not more than
that's
that.
Very less. Right. Okay.
But the problem which is faced by the people from far off places, due to non-availability of transport, they continue to suffer. So we went to this one of the bus stands in Srinagar, where the drivers say that they have been hit hard in these 76 days, as the bus stands across the street and in other areas remain deserted. No, there are no drivers, everything is shut. There are nearly 1,500 buses across Kashmir. Mm. There are many drivers who drove these buses, or the owners actually. They only get the money for driving actually. But they are unable to earn anything in these nearly 3 months now. They are worried about the fate of their livelihood. They say their children are suffering. There have been many episodes in the past. See, when we talk about 2008, when we talk of 2010, 2016, and now 2019, these are the people actually who are the worst sufferers of this, shutdown, whether it is curfew or whether it is restrictions, because, that is a major, public transport being used by the people. So in this Parimpura, bus stand, I talked to a bus washer actually. His name is Bashir Ahmad. And he said, after 5th of August, they have not earned anything, saying that they had to spend the pocket money of their children to manage the family expenses. This bus washer, Bashir Ahmad, he has 3 children, and he is the lone breadwinner in the family. He said he wants to do the, clean the buses, but how can he do that when there are no, when the bus transport is not working?
Right.
Another thing I want to add this, these are actually at these bus stands, there are many people associated. For example, there are shopkeepers, there are fruit sellers, there are small business, units. So they are all mobile units. They are all linked with this bus services. They go into buses, they wait for the buses, they will wait for the people. And these bus drivers have actually lost the main season, which is June, July, August, September. It is the major, season here. When there are tourists, when people go from one place to another, people, school children of schools, college go for excursion. This time the transporters lost this main season. They could not earn from the bookings or excursions like they used to do earlier. As schools and college and overall the valley remained shut for these nearly 3 months.
Okay.
So similarly, the public transport has hit hard on patients. The patients from peripheries, they continue to suffer because of the lack of public transport. In majority of the areas, people depend on public transport.
That's all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.